Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In a world of vanishing certainties, only one truth remains adamant: the relentless encroachment of the sea. Welcome to the front line, where the battle for beachfront has become a macabre dance of ebb and flow, a morbid bidding war on land that could tomorrow succumb to the aquatic abyss. Here, shrinking shores and the battle for beachfront unveils the harrowing spectacle of this grim real estate reality. As carcasses of long-decayed piers loom over sulking waves, the shores whisper the tales of the ancient sandcastles, tales long swallowed in the relentless maws of the deep. This isn't the distant future or the past, but a stark commentary on the now, a world where the luxury of a beachside view commands a price too steep, measured not in currency, but in existence. The once pristine coasts, meccas of tan lines and tranquil breezes, are now shadowed by the unyielding forces of climate change. Resorts, homes, entire communities crumble under the might of Mother Nature's vengeance. Each assault by the sea stripping more than mere land, nibbling voraciously on the edges of society. The collapsing cliffs are not merely geological events, but epitaphs writ large, their fall sounding the bells of a requiem for the places humanity once held dear. Beneath the spectacle of this erosion wars lies a dystopia dressed in the irony of human exceptionalism, where our collective hubris once promised defense against the tides. Seawalls, levees, and other temporary fixes now stand as relics, brutal testaments to our past failures, urging us to acknowledge the inexorable tide. In these shrinking shores, we find a fragmented populace, the marginalized, whose last defenses against the sea's insidious fingers crumble, confronting the affluent, who retreat meters by the year, their once unassailable compounds now facing Neptune's rage head-on. The market, that ever-rapacious beast, salivates at the opportunity. Investors circle like sharks around the threatened coastal estates, waiting to snap up the properties doomed to become part of the ceiling's domain. Ethical quandaries abound, as the less fortunate are pushed out, their mementos and heritage discarded, while the elite construct new fortresses of folly, temporary monuments to their ephemeral dominance. Woven into the article are stories of those who refuse to leave, the obstinate stalwarts who erect barriers of heartbreak and defiance, even as their feet are soaked by the encroaching tide. These poignant tales are contrasted against the ventures of New Atlanteans, the term coined for urbanites whose homes are now underwater, embracing the irony of their submerged existence through avenues forged in dark markets and the rebirth of submerged cultures. The environmental detritus of the shores seeps into the societal fabric, birthing a new ecosystem of conflict and adaptation. The sinking skyline of the near past now merges with the shoreline at present, a continuous yarn spun from human arrogance and the grim aftermath of disregarded warnings. As the shores shrink, so does the window of opportunity to reflect, to harness the collective spirit that once aimed to reach the moon, but must now save itself from its own watery grave. Reality blends with dystopian vista as the once cherished coastlines become the mirror, reflecting our own impermanence. In the concluding paragraphs, emphasis is laid on the intersect of natural and engineered worlds. The real estate marketplaces morphing into trading floors for the doomed, the architectures bending not just to stylistic trends, but to the looming specter of the ever-ascending seawater. Does the war for the waterfront end, or does it merely change battlegrounds? This, perhaps, is the unanswered question embedded in the sandy foundations we're rapidly losing.